Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
G'day guys, welcome back to another instalment of the Pelican Scoop. It is I, Lyle Swithenbank. Of course, this is a hoop-ball.com presentation. Bit of a post-game show, just something different. We played the second night of a back-to-back. Recording this on Monday. So it'll be up shortly after I've done all of my magic behind the scenes. If you want to follow us on Twitter, of course, at Lyle Swithenbank, LyleSwithenbank, as in bank, at Hoopball Pels is the show on Twitter. Thanks for joining us. Big show to unpack. Second night of a back-to-back, the Pelicans' homestand continued. We're going to talk about the game with Houston. They didn't look convincing, but then neither did we. So, unfortunately, we fell 126-112. Big games from Christian Wood, former Pel alum, as well as Victor Oladipo played well. Jayshon Tate was very good. Good NBL expat as well. And Eric Gordon, another former Pelican, all sort of came out and gave us some strife. Now, it wasn't all doom and gloom. The guys, obviously, coming off a big game against the Bucks, where they were challenged constantly. We had the third quarter fade out in the Bucks game. This game, we came out fast, and no different to any other day. Exactly the same. First quarters have been our best quarters. I don't understand why first quarters are so good, but third quarters are so woeful. But that's how the game went again. So we came out, blasted them out the gates. We had 35 points in the first quarter. They had 27, and it was only because they hit a couple of cheeky ones towards the end. Otherwise, the lead would have been even bigger. We then got absolutely smacked in the mouth in the second quarter. We scored 22, and the Houston Rockets came out and scored 48 points. Against the Bucks, they scored 46 for the whole half against us. So it says a lot about what happened. We just ran out of legs. And Houston wanted it more. They were hitting shots. They were making good plays. Victor Oladipo turned it on. Christian Wood is an absolute problem. And we couldn't keep up. We really couldn't. The high minutes that guys like Steven Adams and B.I. And Zion had to cop on against the Bucks with the eight-man rotation, it was pretty obvious that we were in some trouble because the guys looked gassed pretty early on. The shots that usually would fall just failed to do so. We come out of the third quarter, and it was actually probably our best third quarter that we've played all year. Honestly, I thought we stemmed the tide, we chipped away. It was 27-24, we won that, but the defense really locked back in. And that, for us, is something that, especially in that third quarter, that's where they run away with it typically. But unfortunately, it happened in the second quarter, and we just never really recovered. Last quarter, we outscored them again, 28-27. But halfway through, we threw the towel in and brought in the bench and gave Kyra Lewis Jr. 6.5 minutes of glorious playing time. So that was good to see. It wasn't all bad. Like, honestly, the game, we finished 112-126. The second quarter is what ruined it for us. We just couldn't get back in. We ran a few different runs throughout the journey, but, unfortunately, couldn't put it all together. But that was our first back-to-back, second night of a back-to-back for the season. We've got another one coming this weekend, but at the moment, it's okay. It's all right. We're just going through the motions. JJ Redick had his second DNP CD, the did not play coach's decision, which to me indicates that he's gone. I saw a report this morning from Shams that they're talking, the Pelicans that being, are talking to the Nets, the 76ers and the Celtics as potential landing spots for him. Well, perhaps we've seen the last of JJ Redick, I guess, in a Pelicans jersey, which is a shame because he's been good for the most part. This season, underwhelming, but I think that was the role that he was thrust into coming off the bench and being the only primary scorer on it at different times, or having a time where his just jump shot just wasn't falling. It was... Sometimes your shooters go through slumps, and I know Daddy will go to the next place and start lighting people up again. There's nothing wrong with JJ Redick. He's just having a rest so that we can trade him and he doesn't get injured in the interim. Now, a couple of things that I was impressed with. Namely, the one shining light was Zion Williamson. He had another 26 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists, and he was huge in the third quarter. Actually, he had 10, I think, points in the third quarter. And he was a man on a mission. He was trying to drag us back into this. I think he realized that we shouldn't lose this game. The Rockets have been on a bit of a tear. Now they've won 5 straight, but since the James Harden trade, but they weren't the team that they were previously with that guy, with the one of the perennial talents in the NBA, a Western Conference challenger every year. That's not who they are this year. Well, watch this space, I guess, now I've said that. But 5 on the trot, they've been very good. And we had the chance to sort of put the nail in the coffin there. Another division, well, the first game against a divisional rival this year, and we failed to capitalize on it. Another bright spark, I thought, was the 13 minutes and 26 seconds that Jackson Hayes had on the field. He had 10 points, 5 rebounds, 2 steals. I think he hit all his free... missed one free throw the whole game. He had 5 attempts. He was good. Jackson has taken some massive strides in games. You know, we benched him a little while back and they played Nicola Melli. And Jackson has absolutely earned his spot back. He played some great minutes after not playing against the Bucks. I think we realised that 38 or so minutes from Steven Adams is not going to be sustainable all year. And Jackson was good. He played some good spot minutes and... didn't do anything wrong. And, you know, this was against DeMarcus Cousins. And he probably did get the wrong rub of the umpire on during the game. You know, there was a tech foul on him and he didn't even say anything. And then he had a flagrant 1 for a closeout on DeMarcus Cousins on a 3 where his big feet got caught underneath DeMarcus. Honestly, DeMarcus was looking for the contact. He knew that Jackson was closing out too hard. But at the same time, you got to protect the players. That's the Zaza Pachulia leg slide out that he did on Kawhi Leonard. But, he did get a rub of the umpires a bit tough. And unfortunately, that's what happens. That's what happens sometimes. The umpires don't want to go with you. And, you get some ridiculous fouls. But, we move on. We live and we learn. And he's a young player and he's coming along. Nikhil, 13 off the bench, but he had a very full stat line. 5 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals, 3 blocks. Only 4 of 13 shooting. Lonzo Ball cooled off, unfortunately. After a big 27-point game the other day, he hit 1 of 6 from 3. And unfortunately, what we hit, 21 three-pointers last game. This game, we couldn't buy him. We couldn't buy him, and we went back to settling. Honestly, I thought it was almost like we were like, oh, these are easy beats. We'll give these guys a touch up and, you know, we'll send them on their way. Sort of like how the Bucks underestimated us. You know, they came out and were like, oh, well, we'll smack these guys down, and we surprised them. Well, you can't then have that mentality against other teams. You need to always feel like you're the underdog because we play better like that with a bit of a chip on our shoulders. So, unfortunately, he cooled back off, played 27 minutes. Everyone played. The starters were on a lot lower minutes, went deeper into the rotation. Brandon Ingram was the second highest player with 31 minutes. He only had 15 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 steal, 2 blocks. So, you know, not too bad, but, you know, missed a free throw. Didn't have any turnovers, which I'm impressed with, but, you know, he wasn't great. He wasn't his dominant form that they were against the other team, so being the Bucks. So it'll be interesting to see how they go, but no doubt a day off with a bit of rest. The guys will come out firing again next time. So before I jump into the key takeaways of the game, of course we'll thank the sponsors at mybookie.ag and at manscaped.com as well. You know, you want to use those guys for betting and for shaving, well, go and use each one respectively. Don't get them confused, because you'll be looking forever to find a shaver on MyBookie. But go and have a look and tell them Hoopball sent you. Hoopball for MyBookie, and Hoopball20 is the code for manscaped.com. Great friends of Hoopball. We appreciate what they do, so go and check them out. Also, head over to hoop-ball.com. We've got heaps going on over there. Articles are dropping every day. If you need help with your fantasy teams, your DFS, your betting, it's all over there, guys. Go and have a look. It's now month by month if you want to become a paid subscriber and get access to all of the premium stuff. The Fantasy Pass is still $4.99, I think, a month, and you can cancel it any time now that the initial draft time is over. So go and do that. Check it out, guys. Tell them Lyle sent you. It'll be good. So we'll jump over to my key takeaways of the game. Number one, Zion Williamson. He just continues to go from strength to strength. He took 2 3-point attempts in this game and hit one of them. I don't mind that, as long as he doesn't settle. If they're going to leave him open, well, punish him. Hit the three and make him look silly. But I still like his mentality of getting in the paint. You know, he had PJ Tucker on him, who was a smart defender. He's a smart defender, and he got him early with a charge and kept trying to get a few offensive fouls on him, but the umpires clued onto that pretty quickly, and there was a few flops where PJ Tucker just threw himself to the ground and Zion just ended up laying it in over the top of him, so that was no dramas, but one of those things, isn't it, I suppose? It's good. My second key takeaway is we are still very skinny in the bench, particularly coming off a big game against the Bucks, where we kept the starters in a lot longer. There isn't really many players that we can slot in to do that, especially like to come in and play good minutes. You know, we had Nikhil, he was okay, but besides that, like with 6 minutes to go in the fourth, we knew we were sort of out of it, and I like the ability to go to these other guys. Few Wenyan Gabriel minutes. We hadn't seen any of him until this game, and he showed a couple of signs. He was not too bad, moved well. But Kyra Lewis Jr. looks good. I can see that that's why I think they want to move JJ Redick, so to free up minutes for him. But again, you've still got another three guards that are ahead of him, I think. Three or four, yeah. Bledsoe, Lonzo, Josh Hart, and also Nikhil are all in the lineup ahead of Kyra. And at the moment, you know, we want to see him. He's played 70 minutes. I saw a stat on Twitter today, I think 70 minutes and had one turnover. So if you've got a true point guard there, an AD, Antonio Daniels said he had that point guard mentality, which not a lot of players have. He made some good plays down the stretch, which I thought were very impressive. He's got a good shooting stroke, and yeah, I think we need to get him in and get him going. So if we do that, then all of a sudden you've got another stud that either you trade for Bradley Beal or you develop into the point guard of the future if you move other players. So we'll see what happens, and it'll all come together. My third key takeaway is that next game has to be one where we come out and perform. If we're going to go out or go down swinging, we might as well do it while we're at home. So this game, again, we're at home. We've got Sacramento. They're visiting us this time. Let's go and give them a smackdown and send them back to Sacramento, because you need to win your ones at home. When your bed's warm and you're at home and you get to see your family and, you know, all of the comforts of home are with you. You have no excuse not to come out. You've had a day's rest. This team's been up and down, as we know. We've seen them once before. That's tomorrow, that game. Come out and give them a belting. That'd be really good. Be really, really good. So, they're the three key takeaways. That's what we need to do is bank these wins. They're 8-11. We're 7-11. So, be good to do that. We'll have a look at that game now. The Pelicans take the Kings on, as I said. They play... It'll be, I think, 7 p.m. at the Smoothie King Center on Monday, New Orleans time. So, looking forward to that. Should be a good game. Not a national game, which we like. I'm happier when we're not doing national games, because even though we've won, once now on national TV against the Bucks, there seems to be this added pressure. They've been on a bit of a roll. The Kings have been playing good basketball since we've seen them. Halliburton's taken another step. He looks like a real good player. They're always going to have these guys like De'Aaron Fox, Buddy Hield, that can absolutely smoke us if we let them. So defense is going to have to be the flavor of the day. I think we really need to own in and make sure that we don't let them get out and transition and run. Because if we let them get into their passing sets and hit good shots, well, we're going to be in some trouble. And they're going to blow us out of the water. And we can't have that. We can't have that. So, early offense, but careful offense is something we're going to have to do. And lockdown defense. Everyone's got to be on for the full 48 minutes. And we'll get this one and we'll bank it. And all of a sudden, we'll be 8-11 and so will they. And we'll gradually... chip back towards 500 slowly, but we're nearly there. We're only three games out from 500 now, so it's all good. And the season's far from over. We could go and blow it all up and go and get this and go and get that. Well, really, what are we? We're 14th and we're 7-11. If we win one more, we then go ahead of Dallas, who's 13th, and they're 8-12. Sac is 8-11, so we'll be tied with them. Okay, so you're 8-10. We're only one win behind 10th, and Houston's 9-9, so if we had won that, well, there you go. Spurs, 11-9, Golden State, 11-9, you know what, four games behind getting into the playoffs, and if we hadn't have dropped some games, we would have been sitting there at, 10 and something else, probably 10 wins, I think we should be at the moment, 10 or 11. And that puts you good as fourth. That puts you up there with Utah, Clippers, Lakers, and Denver if you've won 10 or 11 games. So it's frustrating when you drop those games like the one against Indiana, but I've got to stop harping on it. I'll let it go eventually because that was one that got away. That absolutely was. So we'll see what happens with that. Looking forward to the game against Sacramento. It should be good fun. And the guys will come back and redeem themselves, no doubt. Now, on the personal front, we've been in Perth, in sunny Western Australia, COVID-free pretty much, besides hotel quarantine, since nearly March last year, I think. Yeah, 9 months or so we'd been, and we had our first community transmission. So we're back in lockdown. We don't hang around here. It is literally go back inside for 5 days and everyone work from home. And yeah, it's going to be a little bit different because, we were sitting there watching the Perth Wildcats. If you follow me on Twitter, you'll see I put up a fair bit about my Perth Wildcats. And they were basically, we had a crowd at the arena and half capacity crowd, 7,000 people. It's a shame. Now we're back to square one, but no doubt having one community transmission is better than a few. No doubt more will come out throughout the journey, but we'll knock that on the head. And anyone listening in Perth, well, stay safe and look after yourselves. Now I've got to wear a mask. I haven't had to the whole time, but I was rocking my mask yesterday when I had to go into work to get my sports bag or my work bag. It was eerie. Because Perth hasn't been like that. So, stay safe and look after one another. That's my little segue to that. But otherwise, we've got some Pels coming up. It's good. We've got a few games, a lot of games coming up this month. I think we're playing 14 games this month. I think for the month of February, it's about 14 games in 28 days or something like 13 days in 28 days. So we've got plenty of pedals, and that means you get plenty of Pelican Scoop. Guys, I'm going to put a pin in it. As always, I am at Lyle Swithenbank, LyleSwithenbank, at Hoopball Pels is the show, guys. If you want to give us a like and subscribe, go on iTunes and give us a review as well. That'd be fantastic. I love reading the comments when they crop up. It's been fantastic. So stay safe, mask up. I'll speak to you soon. Bye for now.
This has been a Hoopball presentation.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.